Even as he sang, and rapture stole through earth time and caught the heavens, came with a call of hoofs as of her swift heart hastening, Savitri. Her radiant tread glimmered across the floor. A happy wonder in her fathomless gaze, changed by the halo of her love she came. Her eyes rich with a shining mist of joy, as one who comes from a heavenly embassy, discharging the proud mission of her heart, one carrying the sanction of the gods to her love and its luminous eternity. She stood before her mighty father's throne, and, eager for beauty on discovered earth, transformed and new in her heart's miracle light, saw like a rose of marvel, worshipping the fire-tinged sweetness of the Son of Heaven. He flung on her his vast immortal look. His inner gaze surrounded her with its light, and raining back knowledge from his immortal lips, he cried to her, "Who is this that comes, the bride, the flame-born, and round her illumined head pouring their lights, her hymeneal pomps move flashing about her? From what green glimmer of glades retreating into dewy silences? Or half-seen verge of waters, moon-betrayed, bringst thou this glory of enchanted eyes? Earth has gold-hued expanses, shadowy hills that cowl their dreaming phantom heads in night, and, guarded in a cloistral joy of woods, screened banks sink down into felicity, seized by the curved, incessant, yearning hands and ripple passion of the upgazing stream. Amid cool-lipped murmurs of its pure embrace, they lose their souls on beds of trembling reeds. And all these are mysterious presences, in which some spirit's immortal bliss is felt, and they betray the earth-born heart to joy. There hast thou paused, and marveling born eyes unknown, or heard a voice that forced thy life to strain its rapture through thy listening soul? Or, if my thought could trust this shimmering gaze, it would say thou hast not drunk from an earthly cup, but stepping through azure curtains of the noon, thou wast surrounded on a magic verge in brighter countries than man's eyes can bear. assailed by trooping voices of delight, and seized mid a sunlit glamour of the boughs in fairy woods, led down the gleaming slopes of Gandhamadan, where the Apsaras roam. Thy limbs have shared the sports which none has seen, and in god haunts thy human footsteps strayed. Thy mortal bosom quivered with god speech, and thy soul answered to a word unknown. What feet of gods, what ravishing flutes of heaven have thrilled high melodies round, from near and far, approaching through the soft and reveling air, which still surprised thou hearest. They have fed thy silence on some red, strange, ecstasied fruit, and thou hast trod the dim moon peaks of bliss. Reveal, O winged with light, whence thou hast flown, hastening bright-hued through the green tangled earth, thy body rhythmical with the spring bird's call. The empty roses of thy hands are filled only with their own beauty and the thrill of a remembered clasp, and in thee glows a heavenly jar, thy firm, deep-honeyed heart, new brimming with a sweet and nectarous wine. Thou hast not spoken with the kings of pain. Life's perilous music rings yet to thy ear, far melodied, rapid and grand, a centaur's song, or soft as water plashing mid the hills, or mighty as a great chant of many winds. Moon bright thou livest in thy inner bliss. Thou comest like a silver deer through groves of coral flowers and buds of glowing dreams, or fleest like a wind goddess through leaves, or roamst, O ruby-eyed and snow-winged dove, flitting through thickets of thy pure desires in the unwounded beauty of thy soul. These things are only images to thy earth, but truest truth of that which in thee sleeps. For such is thy spirit, a sister of the gods, thy earthly body lovely to the eyes, and thou art kin in joy to heaven's sons. O thou who hast come to this great perilous world, now only seen through the splendor of thy dreams, where hardly love and beauty can live safe, thyself a being dangerously great, a soul alone in a golden house of thought, has lived walled in by the safety of thy dreams. On the heights of happiness, leaving doom asleep, who hunts unseen the unconscious lives of men. If thy heart could live locked in the ideal's gold, as high, as happy might thy waking be. If for all time doom could be left to sleep. He spoke, but held his knowledge back from words, as a cloud plays with lightning's vivid laugh, but still holds back the thunder in its heart. Only he let bright images escape. His speech, like glimmering music, veiled his thoughts. As a wind flatters the bright summer air, pitiful to mortals, only to them it spoke of living beauty and of present bliss. He hid in his all-knowing mind the rest. To those who hearkened to his celestial voice, the veil heaven's pity throws on future pain, the immortal sanction seemed of endless joy. But Aswapati answered to the seer. His listening mind had marked the dubious close. An ominous shadow felt behind the words. But calm like one who ever sits facing fate, here mid the dangerous contours of earth's life, he answered covert thought with guarded speech. O deathless sage, who knowest all things here, if I could read by the ray of my own wish, through the carved shield of symbol images which thou hast thrown before thy heavenly mind, I might see the steps of a young godlike life happily beginning, luminous-eyed on earth. Between the unknowable and the unseen, born on the borders of two wonder worlds, it flames out symbols of the infinite and lives in a great light of inner suns. For it has read and broken the wizard seals. It has drunk of the immortals' wells of joy. It has looked across the jewel bars of heaven. It has entered the aspiring secrecy. It sees beyond terrestrial common things and communes with the powers that build the worlds, till through the shining gates and mystic streets of the city of lapis lazuli and pearl, proud deeds step forth, a rank and march of gods. Although in pauses of our human lives, earth keeps for man some short and perfect hours, when the inconstant tread of time can seem the eternal moment which the deathless live, yet rare that touch upon the mortal's world. Hardly a soul and body here are born in the fierce, difficult movement of the stars, whose life can keep the paradisal note. Its rhythm repeat the many-toned melody, tirelessly throbbing through the rapturous air, caught in the song that sways the apsara's limbs when she floats, gleaming like a cloud of light, a wave of joy on heaven's moonstone floor. Behold this image, cast by light and love, a stanza of the ardor of the gods, perfectly rhymed, a pillared ripple of gold. Her body, like a brimmed pitcher of delight, shaped in a splendor of gold-colored bronze, as if to seize earth's truth of hidden bliss. Dream made illumined mirrors are her eyes, draped subtly in a slumberous fringe of jet, retaining heaven's reflections in their depths. Even as her body, such is she within. Heaven's lustrous mornings gloriously recur like drops of fire upon a silver page in her young spirit, yet untouched with tears. All beautiful things eternal seem and new to virgin wonder in her crystal soul. The unchanging blue reveals its spacious thought. Marvelous the moon floats on through wandering skies. Earth's flowers spring up and laugh at time and death. The charmed mutations of the enchanter life race like bright children past the smiling hours. If but this joy of life could last, nor pain throw its bronze note into her rhythmed days. Behold her, singer with the prescient gaze, and let thy blessing chant that this fair child shall pour the nectar of a sorrowless life around her from her lucid heart of love. Heal with her bliss the tired breast of earth, and cast like a happy snare felicity. As grows the great and golden bounteous tree, flowering by Alakananda's murmuring waves, where with enamored speed the waters run, lisping and babbling to the splendor of morn, and cling with lyric laughter round the knees of heaven's daughters, dripping magic rain, pearl bright from moon-gold limbs and cloudy hair. So are her dawns, like jeweled leaves of light. So cast she her felicity on men. A flame of radiant happiness she was born, and surely will that flame set earth alight. Doom surely will see her pass and say no word. But too often here, the careless mother leaves her chosen in the envious hands of fate. The harp of God falls mute, its call to bliss discouraged fails mid earth's unhappy sound. The strings of the siren ecstasy cry not here, or soon are silenced in the human heart. Of sorrow's songs we have enough. Bid once her glad and griefless days bring heaven here. Or must fire always test the grate of soul? Along the dreadful causeway of the gods, armored with love and faith and sacred joy, a traveler to the Eternal's house, once let unwounded pass a mortal life.